we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. This is Allie Krause from Benetrends Financial. Welcome to Bellinis with Benetrends. Today, I am thankful to interview two of our own. I have Reg, who is our president of SBA and bank financing, and Morgan here with me today, who's our director of SBA and bank financing. Collectively, these two incredible gentlemen have more than 60 years experience in the industry. So I thought it was a perfect time to bring them on and do a quick podcast today. So Reg, let me start with you. Right now, it's April of 2023. Can you very briefly describe what happened in recent SBA news?
Well, pretty recent, as in Friday, and even more press and publication about it today, Allie. Effective next month, I'm just going to cut to the chase here. Effective next month, May 11th, the SBA will no longer be publishing the SBA franchise directory. So that's been a pretty big topic of conversation today with our brands and amongst ourselves. But a little background about this. Under the current rules, if the SBA determines if a franchisor has excess control over a franchisee, meaning that the franchisor is heavily participating, even maybe in day-to-day operations or payroll or something like that, the SBA considers the franchisor and the franchisee to be affiliated. Very likely as a result, in the way it is now, the SBA would not qualify the applicant for an SBA loan. So in other words, in this scenario, the applicant is very likely not eligible for an SBA loan. What's important to know, though, and this I would love to just get on the highest mountain and scream from the mountaintop, is that the SBA is doing away with the directory because they're removing the rule of affiliation. So the directory, in great part, was put in place because of this affiliation rule, among some other minor things. But the directory, for all intents and purposes, is not going to be necessary as it was before with this change to policy and other changes. The changes will be reflected in the SBA's updated standard operating procedure 5010. So I'm sure you have questions for Morgan that are more specific about banking, but what I can tell you is that SBA lenders have always been and will continue to be required to examine franchise businesses. So I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you, Reg. And I know for us listening out there that maybe didn't understand the article that came out this month, obviously it was very close, but regarding when you're listening to this podcast, it may have been a little bit of time ago, but it's kind of complicated to an outsider, right? So I appreciate you putting a little bit of light onto that and making it simpler to understand for our listeners. But Morgan, I am going to turn it over to you because obviously, SBA is a big part of what we do here at Benetrends. So we have clients that maybe are coming to us a little nervous. Tell me a little bit about how Benetrends is actually addressing these changes and how we're doing it proactively and quickly.
Yeah, right. As Reg said, they've made one big fundamental change in the affiliation rule. But that really is not going to change the abilities for brands and banks to move forward. And how we're trying to be proactive is, unfortunately, you're going to see a lot of information getting blasted around social media, emails, within the industry, within networks. And there's always a little bit of truth and there's always a little bit of exaggeration. It runs the spectrum in terms of what people say. And I would just, as we always have, always recommend that folks, whether it's a franchisee or a franchisor, reach out to a valued partner like Benetrends and talk about it and find out really what it means. And I will tell you, without getting into the weeds, it's in favor of the franchisor and the franchisee in terms of that it is less due diligence that the bank has to worry about. So the idea is that they're leaving it up more to the parties actually involved in the transaction, which is the borrower, the bank, and the franchisor, to move through with these transactions with less interference through the program's SOPs, meaning they're backing off. And that's the general news, would be this does not affect the franchises adversely. This, you know, some might argue the pros and cons of all this, but ultimately it is to the advantage of the franchisor and the franchisee overall.
That's a great point to throw out there, Morgan. I know that our clients are appreciative to hearing that. And you're right. Reach out to your trusted partner so that you can have these conversations instead of allowing those news sources to maybe confuse or make the situation larger than maybe what it needs to be. Reg, I'm going to turn back to you. I kind of have a two-part question for you. Number one, I'm really curious and interested how long this SBA directory has even been around. And the second part of that is, have you really been hearing from our clients today and regarding this news? And how are you able to reassure them that this is going to remain business as usual for us here at Benetrends?
Great, great questions, Allie. The SBA directory actually went live in March 2018, only 5 years ago. That's it. That's as long as it's been around. And you know, we worked without the directory for 35 years. Benetrends has been around 40, so 35 years. I did my math right. And, you know, under any circumstance, Benetrends Financial is extremely well positioned to assist franchisees with their financing. That's what we do, and that's what we've been doing for all these years. The experts on our SBA team have decades of experience. I mean, Allie quoted 60 years plus just between Morgan and I. There's a heck of a lot more experience than that. And with our team that we have, they're very accustomed to coaching brands and banks about SBA requirements. So we're, again, very accustomed to changes in SBA policy. We've always been prepared with solutions. And just know that the discontinuation of the SBA directory will in no way slow our process with lenders or slow processes with our clients. It'll virtually be seamless.
Great. That's what we all want to hear. We're moving forward and we're into Q2 already. So even though this goes into effect May 11th of 2023, which I think would have been important for us to mention as well, we're ready. And I think regardless of how quick this changes, Benetrends is here. Morgan, we always like to tell folks at Benetrends and externally that you were a banker before coming to Benetrends. Speaking from that banker mindset, can you touch on a little bit how this change actually affects the SBA process from the banker's point of view?
Sure. To put it in very simple terms, it's one less box they have to check as a banker. Now, that seems like, for the banking perspective, like that's a good thing. And I would say it is, but it depends on how they're interpreting the change. It's a change. It's whether it's good or not, good, bad, or otherwise, it is what it is, and we all have to adapt. And that's the key. And the key is the banks, the good banks, and I will say that all the banks that we work with are in the process of adapting to this change, meaning it will become part of their normal process. It, as Reg said, to you know, reinforce that, it in will no way slow down a bank because it's actually one less thing they have to do. They may or may not like the change, but it will not slow down the process. And as the banker, that would be my message. You know, I may disagree with it, I may love it, but it's one less thing we have to worry about in the industry. And from the banking perspective, one less thing you have to worry about, because there are times where franchisors and franchisees have at times walked up close to that line of what Reg said earlier about undue control, excess control. And there was a fine line, and it was up to some third party to interpret where the line was. Well, now they're saying the business has the right to decide if they want somebody to help manage their business. They're not owners, but they can help manage. That is no longer an affiliation issue. The borrower can decide, can make their own business decisions. That's what the SBA ultimately has decided. They've stepped away from preventing a business to make their own decisions in that particular narrow affiliation rule. So it's incumbent upon the banks to get through this. And as I said, good, bad, or otherwise, get through it and communicate to us, because we have already reached out to our lenders and made sure that if there are any changes whatsoever, that we're keenly aware of them. But again, in the whole scheme of things, in terms of process, this actually isn't a big deal, I don't feel, as a banker. It really doesn't change how long it's going to take to get from point A to point B in the process.
That's great. Thank you for that point of view, Morgan. And you're right. Change is scary, but it fuels growth. And here we are needing to move forward for our businesses and our franchisors and our clients. With that, I want to wrap it up, Reg, with a couple emails that you actually personally got, specifically one from one of our most massive brands that we work with. A CEO reached out today, and I'm going to read the email to our listeners. It said, Benetrends, in regards to the recent news about SBA Directory going away, which we assume you saw today, do you think this will affect us in any way, or is there any different items that we need to do as franchisors in order to enable franchisees to get financing? That was the culminating one email that was well-written that I decided to read, Reg, but we've gotten countless of these today. So our hope is that you can give us a really great kind of overall answer to this, so our franchisors listening can feel confident that Benetrends has their back.
You know, my answer is really short, Allie. And it's something that I mentioned earlier. There really isn't anything anybody needs to do. There's not going to be any change in how we approach working with the brand, how we approach working with franchisees. If there's anything that a lender might need, we'll nip that in the bud when we first begin working with the brand, because brands we're already working with have already supplied our lenders with everything they need. So,
and it's not something we haven't done before, like you said in our opening as well, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Morgan, Reg, thank you both so much for joining us on Bellinis with Benetrends today. Appreciate both of your time so much.
Thank you, Allie.
I do want to wrap it up by saying really quick to any of our partners, franchisors, or listeners out there, please reach out to Benetrends, like Morgan said earlier, for guidance and support during these changing times. It's our commitment to see your business succeed, and we value your partnership and our loyalty. It's always a smart decision to seek expert guidance during times of change in the industry, and we're thankful you chose to go through that with Benetrends.